Prosus CEO Fabrizio Bloisi is all in on India.
Uber's tip before ride sparks controversy.
Kunal Shah slams founder Visarjan Culture.
Google-backed Glance bets $100 million on AI shopping.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We've got some big stories lined up this evening, so let's jump right in. First up, Prosus, the global tech investor that's backed the likes of Meesho, Swiggy, Rapido, and about 30 Indian startups, is making headlines. The company's new CEO, Fabrizio Bloisi, says India should be proud of platforms like Rapido and Meesho in an interview to Money Control.
Yes, so that was definitely a very interesting interview, Chandra. So Bloisi, who officially took over in 2024, isn't just bringing investor cash, he's bringing founder energy. Remember, he scaled iFood into Latin America's food delivery giant. Now he's looking at India as one of the three core ecosystems for Prosus alongside Latin America and Europe.
In an interview ahead of Prosus's AI event series Luminate, he said Prosus doesn't just want to invest, it wants to operate like a tech company. Think more hands-on, less passive portfolio management.
And of course, the AI angle here, Bloisi is obsessed with it. His words, not ours. He said if his companies aren't paranoid about AI yet, he will make them paranoid.
He also made a big bet on India, saying their current portfolio value of $8.6 billion in the country could grow to $50 billion in a few years. That's quite a leap. Remember, they are also gearing up for 5 IPOs this year.
Yeah, Chandra, but it's not just the numbers, right? He praised companies like Meesho and Rapido for innovating locally, becoming category leaders by addressing India's specific needs. So like Rapido's bike taxi service and Meesho's low-cost e-commerce for small towns.
Interesting side note here, Rapido is now testing food delivery, which could put it on a collision course with Swiggy. Prosus has packed both, so that could be awkward at board meetings.
Yeah, hopefully not a food fight. But we spoke about Rapido. Meanwhile, the tipping feature on ride-hailing apps is under the scanner. And no, we are not talking about post-ride gratitude.
We're talking about tipping even before the ride even starts. Uber India has been served a notice by the Central Consumer Protection Authority over this very feature.
Yes, so it works like this. You add a tip, say rupees 50 before confirming your ride, supposedly increasing your chances of getting matched with a driver. But critics say that this is just a digital version of bargaining.
Union Mr. Pralhad Joshi even called it unethical and exploitative. The concern is that it undermines fixed pricing, one of the biggest selling points of these apps when they first launched.
What started with Namayatri in Bengaluru as an optional add more feature to bridge driver supply issues has now become an industry norm. So Uber, Ola, Rapido, all of them have it in some version.
It's especially prominent during peak hours or when it rains, basically when you need a ride the most. Some riders say they have to tip upfront or they simply won't get a cab.
Yeah, and while platforms claim it's voluntary and improves service reliability, urban mobility experts are raising huge red flags. They say it blurs the lines of fairness and legality.
So what started as a tool to boost reliability has now sparked a bigger debate. Is tech solving the problem or just repackaging the same old hustle in a shinier app? While Uber is the only one that's under the CCPA scanner for now, experts point out that this could make some changes within the whole industry. Let's wait and see how that pans out. Founders in India, they're either on a pedestal or on a pyre. That's the stark picture Kunal Shah painted this week.
Yes, so speaking at Prosus Luminate event we just spoke about in Bengaluru, the CRED founder said India has a unique problem of worshipping founders like gods and then doing a Visarjan the moment something goes wrong.
Shah's comments came in response to a question about BlueSmart, the EV ride-hailing startup, whose founder is under fire for allegedly using company money to buy a luxury apartment and rupees 26 lakh worth of golf equipment.
Yes, and this isn't an isolated incident. From Go Mechanics cookbooks to Bizongo's shady audits and infra markets tax troubles, the startup space has seen a string of credibility hits.
But Shah's larger point was this: building a culture of excellence takes more than viral takedowns or glorified success stories. It requires resilience, scrutiny, and the maturities to let founders be human. Well, before we wrap, let's check out this interesting development from Google-backed Glance, the company promoted by InMobi. Now, the Google-backed mobile content platform is stepping into the AI commerce game.
Yes, so they've just launched Glance AI, a generative AI-powered commerce engine that's aiming to change how we shop, starting with fashion.
So think photorealistic virtual try-ons, AI-generated style looks, and even personalized avatars. It's like your own fashion assistant, but powered by GenAI.
So interestingly, this comes just days after Google launched a similar virtual try-on tool in the US, but Glance says their tech is homegrown with some help, of course.
Naveen Tiwari, Glance's CEO, told Money Control that they used components from Google and others, but fine-tuned it in-house. He estimates that it took nearly $100 million or more to bring this model to this stage.
That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startups team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.